In the previous module, Andy learned that the own phase of the case management process requires the agent to perform certain tasks to accept ownership of a case, change the case status, meet the service level agreement, SLA, and manage the customer communication process. In this module, we will focus on the work phase of the case management process. In this module, Andy will learn how to identify relevant information items to solve customers' issues, seek assistance with unknown issues, document troubleshooting steps, and provide timely customer updates in order to meet the service level objectives, or SLO. In looking for the resolution to a case, Andy needs to search for, read, and attach information items that are relevant to the case. He can use the Related Content panel on the Unified Agent console to look through items such as knowledge articles, questions and answers, and known issues that are automatically presented in relation to the case subject. He can also search for specific types of information items if the ones displayed in the Related Content panel are not what he needs. When he finds a relevant item, he can attach it to the case and send it to the customer contact. If he cannot find a relevant article, he can create a new one. Now, Andy is ready to check the customer's org. To do this from the Unified Agent console, Andy can click the Black Tab Link field in the Special Handling Instructions area of the Case Details screen. When the org opens, he can scroll through the list of features to verify the status of the feature that is related to the customer's technical issue. Andy is aware that any changes he makes in Black Tab will impact the customer's org, so he will not change any settings that will not help to resolve the case, and he will not change any of the Black Tab settings unless he has the customer's permission. Researching related cases for known issues is an important step in the troubleshooting process. To research related cases, Andy can check the Related Cases section of the Case Details screen. He can also enter a global search for keywords in the case subject. His search may return a number of items, including not only other cases that may be for similar issues, but additional information as well, such as files, articles, solutions, and so on. If Andy clicks a link for a case that may have a related issue, the case details will display. He can then review the case information to see if it is relevant and if there is a solution. If so, he will need to test the solution to see if it will resolve the case he is currently working. If Andy can't find any solutions to his issue in the knowledge articles, known issues database, or release bug list, he can create a post to ask his skill group and other experts for assistance. To create a chatter post from his case, Andy will go to the feed view of the case. He will then need to click the post feed icon, which will open the post area for him to type a message. He should @mention his skill group and other experts, and then click the share button. Andy's post will appear in the case activity log and in his skill group's chatter news feed. The people Andy @mentioned will receive a notification of his post. Andy will need to document his troubleshooting actions. This documentation should be clear, concise, and accurate. Other support agents should be able to read and understand Andy's case notes if his case is transferred or escalated. Andy does not need to document every single interaction in the comments, therefore, he should not copy and paste long email threads. Andy's comments should address the following points. When was the problem first reported? What changed in the environment around the time the problem first started? The extent of the problem? The steps you've taken to reproduce the problem? What you have tried, tested, and ruled out? Andy should use private case comments to document his troubleshooting steps. Private case comments are not visible to the customer. To do this, from the Case Details screen, Andy should click the New Case Comment button. The Case Comment template provides an opportunity for Andy to select a template for his comment. When Andy clicks the Next button, the Case Comment Edit screen displays an area for Andy to enter the text of his comment. Because this is a private comment, Andy should confirm that the Public and Send Customer Notification checkboxes have not been selected. Next, Andy should type a meaningful comment into the comment field and then click the Save button. Andy will also need to provide frequent updates to the customer. To accomplish this important task, he may create a new case comment, use a status update template, and select the public checkbox. However, he should not select the send customer notification checkbox. Checking the send customer notification box will send the message twice. Andy will also need to provide frequent updates to the customer. To accomplish this important task, he will create a new case comment, select a case comment template from the drop-down list if he wants. On the case comment edit screen, he will enter the text of his comment, and he will then select the public checkbox. However, he should not select the send customer notification checkbox. Checking the send customer notification box will send the message to the customer twice. Then he will click the save button. As we saw in the Owning a Case module, Salesforce has implemented guidelines that Andy should use to follow up with the customer during the troubleshooting process. These guidelines are referred to as Service Level Objective, or SLO, guidelines. Andy should refer to this SLO chart to familiarize himself with SLO follow-up guidelines. The comment indicator in the case detail window changes color based on the frequency of updates. The SLO timeframe is an internal policy. Do not discuss this policy with the customer. To rebrand a case, Andy will select the correct entries for the case reason, general application area, and functional area. He can do this from the case category section of the details screen. When he clicks any of the case category fields, the dependent fields window will display, and he can make the appropriate selections from the drop-down list boxes. You should ask yourself the following questions when you provide the customer with an update. Is this a meaningful update? Does this update move the case along? And have I provided the customer with enough details? In the next activity, you will read some examples of updates and decide if they are good or not, and then explain your reasoning. Take some time to review these items and note why each is good or not, then click Next to continue. When setting up a time to call the customer, Andy needs to make sure it is as convenient for the customer as possible. He should provide multiple options of availability times to the customer so that they can choose the best time to discuss the case. Be flexible to meet the customer's available times, especially if the customer is not available during the times Andy suggests. The following are guidelines and best practices that you should follow when scheduling a call with a customer. Schedule calls 60 minutes apart. An hour should give you enough time to discuss the case with the customer and document it before your next call. Create an event in Salesforce. Set a reminder so you don't forget. Engage your supervisor to reassign a case when you are unable to meet the commitment. If reassignment is not possible, schedule a continuation call with the customer you are currently working with. If you are still unable to call the customer at the agreed-upon time, contact the customer and reschedule at their earliest convenience. You can always make impromptu calls on other cases to fill the time between calls and keep cases moving forward. In this module, we focused on the work phase of the case management process. Andy learned that he should use all available resources to research and troubleshoot the issue. Attach relevant information items to the case. Ask for assistance with unknown issues. Use private case comments to document the steps that were taken to troubleshoot the issue, and use the Service Level Objective SLO guidelines to follow up with the customer.